This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Halloween candy, Uranus Fudge Factory, and space toilets. All coming up right after this.
Everyone's talking about the new hit reality show, Sports Illustrated's SI Swimsuit Model Search. The SI Swimsuit Edition is a top seller every year, and viewers are flocking to watch beautiful women audition. Well, Bob and Tom Television has a swimsuit show now. Forget about the SI Swimsuit Model Search. Check out the CSI Swimsuit Model Search.
Okay, where is she?
She's right down there on the beach, Kristen. They found her body there this morning wearing that red bikini and shoes by Gucci. Oh,
she might have been hot last night, but she's cold today.
CSI Swimsuit Model Search. They're looking for a gal with a great body who can lie still and hold her breath for a two-minute scene on a beautiful beach. Yeah. Tune in to Bob and Tom Television tonight for CSI Swimsuit Model Search.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And there's Willie Griswold and his poofy hair. Hey, and there's Tom Griswold.
Well, you may say poofy hair.
Woody.
But Terry writes in. She says, I'm an old lady. Oh. But Willie looks so cute this morning.
Oh.
Yeah. You do look like you're on That 70s Show.
You do.
Ladies.
You look like the John Ritter in the early episodes.
That's not a compliment. Company. That's
no, like an Ashton Kutcher in 70s Show.
Without Thank you very much. Yes. That's a compliment. Yes. Thank you.
What does Ralph Fiennes say in Budapest? The older the berry, the sweeter the fruit or something. Like
sure,
that.
Sure.
Now, Pat, we got to think of one of your classics
okay.
to do today for our Oxford Gold Group, Golden Oldie. Very excited about that. I did want to mention a few things in the realm of live comedy. Josh is going to be doing a bunch of shows in October. The Jukebox Comedy Club in Peoria, the Diamond Joe Casino on October 23rd. And is that the one with...
Yeah.
Both you and Pat?
Oh, yes.
We're going to have fun.
Well, that's going to be a time, yeah.
That's in Northwood, Iowa. And then the Famous Comedy Attic coming up October 28th through the 30th. So mm-hmm. The pre-Halloween weekend. Halloween on a Sunday this year.
Yeah.
But a lot of the parties will be Friday and Saturday. And you can go party with Josh.
Yes, please do.
Should be fun.
I wonder when Beggar's Night will be this year.
Oh, every year.
There we go.
What's that there, Chick?
No, you loved Beggar's Night, didn't you?
I did. We always, in my community that I grew up, London, Ohio, the county seat of Madison County.
The only place on earth that did this.
Halloween would be on whatever day, but they would designate a special evening. They would set it aside. They'd put it in the paper, and it would be Beggar's Night.
Right.
Like a Tuesday, if Halloween was on the following Friday or whatever.
And what would you do on Beggar's Night there?
Well, you could go to house and ask for candy from strangers.
No one did,
and they had to give it to you. This absolutely happened.
Happens
no matter,
PA too, yeah.
No matter what day Halloween was on.
Do you say trick or treat on Beggar's Night?
Well, yeah.
Okay, so it's just Halloween.
It's just clouding the issue. It's like these all these people that shoot off their fireworks on July 2nd and should be illegal.
Oh, no.
Why not just have Christmas on a Monday? Is that going to make you happy? Tell, it should be convenient.
You like sometimes the domino. Yeah. This is how we got into Vietnam. Is that next? The domino theory, right? Well, if that one country goes, we're doomed.
I'm pretty sure you've Halloween said is... we should have Christmas on a Monday.
And I thought you've also have. Agreed yes. with Halloween should be the every last Saturday of October.
Yes, yes. So
I do agree with that.
So you need
gosh. And no. everybody has to have hot dogs at the end of their driveway.
Wow, right.
We had a guy that had hot dogs. That was the coolest.
Oh, what? Yeah. If we all lived in Rockefeller villages.
No joke.
You're out trick-or-treating, and this one guy had this great big barbecue, and he'd give you, everybody stand around talking, have hot dogs. The current thing now is you've got mom and dad at the end of the driveway.
In their wagon.
They're drinking beers and having a good time.
Pulling a sixer.
And handing out the candy from the back of their car.
Back of their car? Yeah. No, those are kidnappers, Tom. They do that.
Those are not, the kids around?
Those are dirty old
men. They usually split duties.
It's kind of like a trunk show, but
so you don't even come up to the door anymore?
No, it's at a lot of places, no.
In big, big neighborhoods where the houses are far apart. Like Tom.
Okay. I was going to say, yeah. So they don't have to walk all the way exactly. up the drive.
This yeah. is primarily in the area yeah. that has estates.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah. Well, every house looks like it's out of an Agatha Christie novel.
So 0.0200%.
No, there's a little party going on with the adults. And then
that happens a lot.
That happens yeah. sometimes.
And the wagon thing happened when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Wagon. Their parents would always have beer in their wagons.
Oh, yeah. We were walking with the kids. Yeah. yeah.
One time, a family had this like big cauldron that was bubbling and like smoking almost. Maybe God. I'm just imagining that in my head. But oh then I tried. And there was booze in it. It wasn't for the kids.
oh.
But it looked so inviting. I thought it looked like a big thing for kids with cider or something. But
that should come to my neighbor. There's one house.
Here we go.
I can only imagine. Well, we're not allowed. They have it's gated.
There's a buffet.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
There is a candy buffet.
How about that?
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. That's the best house in the whole world. That house rules.
Instead of an omelet station, is there a caramel apple station or something like
and
that?
And a cotton candy machine.
No, he does make...
A Cadbury omelet station.
Yeah, right.
He's a distinguished physician. He does make a delightful chicken velvet soup.
Oh, you've raved about this for a couple years.
Oh,
yes.
It's amazing.
On Halloween.
Yeah. He has recreated a famous recipe for chicken velvet soup, and then he does deep-fried wings.
No kidding.
For the adults. That's the greatest.
I was out until you mentioned the chicken velvet soup.
Oh, it's
I
love
that. I miss that chicken
you
velvet
come over
soup.
Over for Halloween. Yeah.
A hunk of sourdough.
You won't let us.
I haven't been to your... How old's your second oldest daughter?
30.
No, second oldest. No, Sally's 14.
Sally's.
You guys.
We went to Sally's birthday party when she turned 2. It might have been when she turned 1.
No, she turned 1.
That's the last time.
I didn't even get invited.
I
to
was
that.
At your house.
Good.
Chick, here's something you guys are all looking over. I know the gate code.
Oh,
I know the gate code.
In there.
Tom
you
doesn't
steal
know.
Steal one of the golf carts. I'm going to be dressed up as Coach Frank Reich from the Colts.
Yes.
I don't know who you're going to be.
Your son's going to let us in.
Yeah. You know, your Halloween guys. We're going straight to the chicken velvet soup, my friends.
Yeah.
Halloween spoiled by hooligans.
Morons mar Halloween festivities.
I did buy my first pumpkin the other day.
Oh.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I've got 2 out on the driveway. And,
traditional pumpkins, or do you have the fancy white ones? With
No. Just the regular ones.
What do you do when you pull over to like a church selling pumpkins? And
I buy a pumpkin.
There's no sign saying what it is, but you get a couple pumpkins, and you go up to pay, and it's like $72. What do you
Woo!
Do?
Well, it's a good church. It's a good thing.
I refuse.
Sure.
I need my man Ace with me to go, this is outrageous, the cost of a pumpkin.
Now, Ace, do you have any pumpkins?
No.
Will you get any?
No.
All right.
Ace and I have the same rule for...
Do you pass out candy to the kids in your neighborhood?
I've done it. Well, I personally have not done it, but my partner has.
Oh, God.
I look forward to trick-or-treat night every year. I see the best movies. It's great.
At a movie theater.
Mm. Yeah.
So you don't pass out candy.
Or I'm at home barricaded in the safe room.
God. Okay.
I don't have trick-or-treaters at my house anymore. It's sad.
Well, okay, they've heard.
I know.
Okay. Well,
got all their footballs I'm a big and fan. All their baseballs.
We do have candy in the news today.
Oh, okay.
The Uranus Fudge Factory. it's on the National Newswire.
I think fudge is a fudge. I don't think it's a candy.
I agree.
Okay, well. now. They are merging. Oh, they are merging with a candy store.
Do we all agree it's a confectionery?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the word I was looking for.
I'm glad that we can sort that out.
You wouldn't want to go to a house that was passing out fudge?
No.
Or fudge.
Do you really want any? I mean,
I'm not a fudge fan.
I love fudge, but I first off, I don't. Anytime somebody's baking, like they made it themselves and they're passing it out, I get a little.
They're not allowed to do that. Careful. Right?
I know.
It should be wrapped candy.
At the soccer games now, you have to bring whatever it is.
Well, that's a good
gluten-free
rule.
Pre-packaged. You can't make homemade cookies or anything.
Well, that's different.
There's a weird old-timey thing about fudge. It's like boiled peanuts. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You only get it at a certain place.
Yeah. Right. It's like taffy.
Like I think like the little like vacation towns by Lake Michigan, that's where you get fudge.
Crump's right. Fudge, downtown right. Harbor Springs. Watch the guy make it right there in that
it's
big
like
marble
salt
slab.
Saltwater taffy. Nobody, yes. Unless you get in a time machine, you're not going to have it.
And then it's always so kind of melted, so if you touch it, you're just covered in chocolate. Best.
It is the richest.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
What are you going to give away at your house? Full-size candy bars, of course.
I haven't decided yet, but we'll get into that.
Reese's Cups?
Not going to buy them yet. We still have quite a bit of time till Halloween.
What about Reese's Cups? You should get some.
That's what I gave away, among other things. We have an array of...
It's like an ice pick in the year.
Chick, I got 4 Reese's Cups yesterday.
No, you had Reese's Cups.
No, they're Reese's Cups, Josh. No, they're Reese's Cups.
Swamp people.
You get back to misery. Okay.
Does anybody else have a pumpkin yet?
Yes, I have two.
I don't. I have the mums, but I haven't gotten a pumpkin yet.
My little neighbor kid gave me the business about them, too.
What'd he say?
Because do you really think those are going to last until Halloween? I go, well, I'm not going to carve them. They're just going to sit out here. I think they're going to rot.
Better the raccoons will eat them.
How old's the neighbor kid?
7 or something.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Well, Aiden, I think they'll be all right.
Did you get there?
He shook his head and walked away.
He's you. That's you. That's future Josh.
I like the regular ones. Now they've got those ones that look like they have some skin disease.
That's what I asked about. Because they're white and they've got
the
heebie-jeebies bumps on them.
And, no, those are
some
disgusting.
Of those are cool.
Some of them are.
Yeah, they can be nice.
Tri-colored and...
Josh,
I think those are called gourds. I don't think they're even pumpkins.
The farmer's market I go to, I saw they have a bunch of weird little pumpkins and tiny pumpkins and Halloween decor, all shapes and sizes. Good. I wanted to get you some, my friend.
Oh, thanks. I got a tiny white one and a larger orange one that I put on my gourd.
I have a big orange one.
But you got to do them in sets of 3.
I couldn't carry it, though, so.
Oh, you couldn't?
No.
Oh. What happened?
What?
I'm not allowed to pick it up.
Oh, that's right.
More than 5
just get back to vacation.
Jack the box out of it. Amy had to pick it up.
Poor Amy.
Oh, my gosh.
God.
If I was Amy, you'd hear nothing but screeching tires.
No joke.
I had to go grocery shopping before I was allowed to drive, and I made her take me.
Did Amy?
Made her.
Did Amy bend over at the waist to pick it up?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just answering a simple question that I demanded an answer to.
Anyways, happy Halloween. We're getting to it a little bit early. We do have the Uranus Fudge Factory in the news. That'll be coming up.
There's a lot of good food over in your neck of the woods there in Missouri. There's that Fudge Factory. There's Lambert's.
And those aren't too far apart.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Man, you go get fudge and have a throat roll?
I smell a B&T road trip at some point.
Food weekend.
Yeah.
Did you see the photograph over the weekend of John Mellencamp and Bruce Springsteen having brunch together? Can you imagine that conversation?
That poor waitress.
Bruce, come on. You got to take a picture of your avocado toast. Your phone eats before you do, okay?
Hilarious.
Hey, man. Can you see Springsteen taking a picture of avocado toast?
Yes, now, listen. I can. We're going to get the lobster deviled eggs for the table.
I'm sending this to little Steven.
Classic.
Sir, good for them. I like that they're buddies.
Yeah.
That's cool. Who would ever tell John Mellencamp to put out a cigarette? Because I don't have the confidence
we
to do
don't
it.
Hear.
Okay, cool. That's what I was thinking.
He doesn't smoke in restaurants, does he?
I'd imagine
he does. I bet he does.
I think he smokes wherever he wants to.
I mean, Dave Chappelle smoked on Saturday Night Live, so... Mm-hmm.
John Mellencamp would smoke in a maternity ward.
He's in a cancer operating theater.
Hey, I'll have the frittata.
Don't tell me to put it out.
Okay, I'm sorry. Where were we? Sports is over, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see now. Christy Lee is over there at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. Hi, Christy.
Hi, Tom.
What's going on over there?
What was that?
It's your computer, Dad.
Oh,
Dad.
We insist every time that happens from now on, you have to read the message.
Yeah, what to say?
Can we get like a swear jar thing with you making...
When you get done with the music, turn...
Oh, it's a message. It says, I don't know if you guys ever heard the story about George Burns.
Oh, George Burns!
Let him read it. This is my favorite new bit.
Let him read it.
This is my favorite new bit.
He always thought it was amazing looking at the obituary page that people died in alphabetical order.
Wow.
That's a good joke. That's a terrific joke.
That's a stellar joke.
That's very nice.
That is hilarious.
I love this new bit when Tom's email goes off.
Sorry, I'll turn it off now.
The Uranus Fudge Factory has purchased Good's Candy Shop. The Missouri-based company, whose slogan is "The best fudge comes from Uranus," announced it bought the candy shop in Anderson, Indiana. According to the Indy Star, the acquisition comes after Randy Good, owner of Good's Candy Shop, made problematic comments in a job posting. After the posting went viral, Good said he would sell the shop. However, in announcing the sale, he stated that the incident had zero to do with his decision.
I love when something's described as problematic.
Yeah.
It's
what
one of my favorite words.
Job posting. The shop will continue under his ownership until December 31st, when Uranus Fudge Factory will take over, and a grand opening is planned for the spring.
Now, where is the original Uranus Fudge Factory, Josh? You've said you've been there?
Yeah, it's off Interstate 44, Fardy-Far in Missouri.
Fardy-Far.
Yeah, of course. And this is very vague, but it's between St. Louis and Springfield, Missouri.
Sure.
Now, is it located right there on the freeway, or is it just around the corner from where the lemonade and milk factory?
It's a little south of the milk, where the milk factory is.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. No, you can see it right from the interstate, and there's actually an exit. It's in Uranus, and there's an exit.
Wait a minute. Is there an exit, right? There's a city of Uranus?
Yeah, and there's an exit nearby called Dixon, and there is a sign that says Dixon-Uranus.
Interchange.
Boy, do we giggle. Yeah.
It doesn't say your Dixon.
No.
Why would the sign say that?
That would be problematic.
You know what? I also don't think it says now entering Uranus, which it should. Hilarious.
Birthplace of...
Wow.
Teddy Todd.
Grow up, Ferguson.
You know about the Teddy Todd story.
Sure he does.
Well, speaking of Uranus and space, Christy, we have an interesting story from Elon Musk.
He wants you to read that story next.
Look what I had next. Like, I don't know how to do my job. I knew. Elon Musk has revealed there were challenges with the toilet during SpaceX's first private trip to space.
You don't want to hear that.
No, you don't.
You don't want to be in this room, for example, and have Josh walk in and go, "There's a challenge for you, the men's room."
I left a real challenge for you. It's quite a puzzle.
Musk did not elaborate on the challenges the four amateur crew members faced during their trip, but said future missions will definitely include, quote, upgraded toilets. He added that other improvements would include a little oven for heating food.
Oh,
what the hell did they eat? Just cold gruel?
There's applesauce.
while we're at it, why not a chef back in there?
Yeah. Sure.
Didn't the Mercury astronauts just eat like stuff out of toothpaste tubes?
Go-gurts?
Yeah. And a Wi-Fi connection through SpaceX Starlink satellites. They didn't have Wi-Fi?
You'd think it'd be the best. They're right next to the satellites.
It's a joke.
They just get out and hook a cable up there.
Yeah, they can hardwire.
Prior to the mission, it was noted that the toilet in the SpaceX Dragon capsule that carried the crew was situated just beneath the cupola, a large window that allowed the crew to look into space while they relieved themselves.
What?
Yeah, so if they had like a Pope-mobile dome, a cupola. Yeah.
So it's kind of like Josh's bathroom. You get to look out while you're doing your business.
No, it's not. All the people on Earth can look up and see you.
Oh, yeah.
Some kid with a telescope.
Hey, it looks like Susie's taking a dump.
Looks like Susie's taking a dump.
So what was the problem? What a floating...
He's not saying what the problem was. Exactly. If I had that, I would...
Do you think they got bored?
Yes.
Maybe that's what they wanted, Wi-Fi. I want to watch Ted Lasso. I'm sick of looking out the window at Earth.
Yeah.
I would think they would get bored.
Wow.
And there's not much room to do anything up there, is there? And that it's not a big capsule.
I would think 4 days is
a lot.
And are you just are you strapped in the whole time?
No,
it didn't look like
they were floating around.
Is there like a playroom?
Can you imagine being with the same four people for four straight
days? I mean, it was smaller than this studio.
Chick raises a good point.
In the same room
for four days,
four straight
every day.
All right, who farted again?
Josh, shut the hell up.
You want to stop that whistling, Michelle?
And have we?
When you fall asleep,
have we made a rule now? If you have flatulence in the hallway, you have to do the cutoff move by your butt before you walk in here.
Yeah, I've been doing
it. No, you don't do it in the hallway. You either do it in the bathroom or outside. Yeah.
I do it in the hallway sometimes.
Did he do that while you were gone? He really let go.
It was like I heard about
a couple days before.
Good God!
I go into the sales area.
Now I do it in your coffee.
You are the king of crop dusting.
Yes, you are.
And then looking around with a sly smile on his face. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How did my dog get in here?
I am beyond reproach. I don't know what you're talking
about. Have I told you about my favorite New Yorker cartoon? have you heard that normally? Wouldn't you throw a drink in their face?
Yeah. Yes. Sorry, Josh. This reminds me of a story George Burns used to tell. I'd walk away.
God. That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.